This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, in re the marriage of Brian Flood and Holly Jessica Flood, Brian Flood, respondent v. Holly Jessica Flood, appellant, decided February 24, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District. In division in re the marriage of Kau, Brian Flood and Holly Jessica, Flood, Brian Flood, respondent, no, SD 38517, v. filed February 24, 2025, Holly Jessica Flood, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Pemiscot County. Honorable William W. Carter, judge dismissed appellant Holly Jessica Flood, wife, appeals from the trial court's judgment dissolving her marriage to respondent Brian Flood, husband. One wife raises 4 points on appeal because each of wife's points violate Rule 8404D. Wife's points preserve nothing for our review. Two, wife's appeal is dismissed. One, husband did not file a brief in this case. While a respondent is not required to file a brief, the failure to file one requires us to adjudicate the claim of error without benefit of whatever argument the respondent might have presented. State ex rel. Deus Koster v. Schwartz, 461 SW3D 885-887-N4, MOAP SD 2015. Two, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2024. Two, wife's points relied on Rule 84.04D. Compliance with Rule 84.04 briefing requirements is mandatory in order to ensure that appellate courts do not become advocates by speculating on facts and on arguments that have not been made. Brown v. Ameristar Casino, Kansas City, Inc., 211 SW3D 145-147, MOAP WD 2007. Rule 84.04D requires a point relied on to 1. Identify the challenged ruling, 2. Concisely state the legal reasons for the challenge, and 3. Explain in summary fashion why, in the context of the case, those legal reasons support the challenge. Farvier's State, 665 SW3D 394-399, MOAP SD 2023, quoting Kirk v. State, 520 SW3D 443-450N3, MOBank 2017. Under Rule 84.04, a point may not raise two distinct allegations of error. Lexow v. Boeing Co., 643 SW3D 501-507, MOBank 2022, an appellant is not permitted to consolidate multiple independent claims into a single point. Kirk, 520 SW3D at 450N3. Separate issues should be stated and separate points relied on. Hale v. Burlington N. and Santa Fe Rye Co., 638 SW3D 4961, MOBAP SD 2021, quoting Wheeler v. McDonnell Douglas Corp. Judge, 999 SW2D 279-283N2, MOBAP ED 1999. This is so because separate and distinct inquiries require discrete legal analyses. Use rare to ones, quoting Lawler v. Lawler, 609 SW3D 41-45N4, MOBank 2020. Multifarious points relied on violate Rule 84.04D and preserve nothing for review. McAvee Patton, 591 SW3D 865-869, MOBank 2019. Wife's points allege, 1. The court erred in the division of the marital property, specifically the respondent husband's 401k, retirement account by not dividing the retirement fairly and equitably between the parties. The ruling was erroneous, an abuse of discretion and against the weight of the evidence. 3. 2. The trial court erred as a matter of law regarding the division of marital debt and by failing to restore. Appellant to former name in the trial court failed to enter into the judgment, the oral agreement that was spread on the record and such is against the weight of the evidence and not supported by substantial evidence and inconsistent with the law. 3. The trial court erred regarding the child support obligation because the trial court failed to comply with requirements of Supreme Court Rule 88.01, Form 14, calculation with regard to form or substance, and failed to comply with Section 452, Badgent 40, RSMO. Further, the trial court abused its discretion by finding the presumed child support amount unjust and inappropriate without considering all factors. 4. The trial court erroneously applied the law and abused its discretion when deciding the parties shall share the joint legal custody of the minor children, and the ruling is an abuse of discretion against the weight of the evidence and unsupported by substantial evidence. Each of these points violate Rule 84.04D by combining multiple allegations of error into a single point relied on. Point 1, for example, claims the trial court's division of marital property was erroneous, an abuse of discretion, and against the weight of the evidence. Point two challenges three separate actions of the trial court, dividing marital debt, failing to restore wife's,